Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Peak Masculine. Every day we're diving deep into what it truly means to be a man of excellence and honor. Now, I know some guys out there might think self-reflection, that sounds kind of touchy-feely, right? Like something you only do in a spa, or when you're about to break up with someone. But trust me on this one, brothers, self-reflection is the key ingredient to achieving real emotional balance. And believe me, it's way more valuable than that overpriced protein shake you're probably chugging right now. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a car without looking under the hood first, would you? You gotta see what's going on before you can make any real repairs. Your emotions are kinda like that engine, running hot and cold all the time. Self-reflection is that crucial peek under the hood, helping you understand why your emotions get revved up or stalled out in the first place. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways on how to make self-reflection your best friend, not your frenemy. First off, be honest with yourself. Seriously, no sugarcoating here. Take a hard look at your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Ever felt that nagging sense of dissatisfaction? Or maybe you're always blowing up at the little things. Owning up to those patterns is the first step towards changing them. Don't shy away from the tough stuff. It's in those shadows we often find our greatest growth. Secondly, make time for quiet moments. We live in a world of constant stimulation, notifications buzzing, news headlines flashing, social media demanding your attention. It's exhausting. Carve out dedicated time to just sit with your thoughts. Even 10 minutes of meditation or journaling can do wonders. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your emotional system. Next up, identify your triggers. Ever notice certain situations or people always seem to push your buttons? Recognizing those triggers is crucial. You know that feeling when someone says something passive-aggressive and suddenly you're ready to throw a punch? Understanding what sets you off helps you develop healthier coping mechanisms and avoid unnecessary drama. Fourth, learn from your mistakes. This isn't about beating yourself up, it's about gaining valuable insight. We all make mistakes, but the real men learn from them. Analyze what went wrong, figure out what you could have done differently, and use that knowledge to grow stronger next time. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Each challenge overcome makes you a better version of yourself. Finally, practice self-compassion. This one's huge, guys. Be kind to yourselves. You're not perfect, and that's okay. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Remember, building emotional balance is a journey, not a destination. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's a Friday night. You're hanging out with your buddies at the bar. Everyone's having a good time. Then, out of nowhere, one of your friends makes a joke that hits a little too close to home, something about your career or your relationship. Ever felt that heat creep up your neck? That's your emotional trigger kicking in. But here's where self-reflection comes in. Instead of snapping back with anger, you take a deep breath, remember that it's probably unintentional, and choose a more constructive response. Maybe you say something like, "Hey, that's kind of personal. Could we talk about something else?" See? Self-reflection allows you to navigate those tricky social situations with grace and understanding. So, there you have it. 5 powerful takeaways on how self-reflection can truly transform your emotional life. Remember, brothers, this isn't just some fluffy concept. It's a practical tool that empowers you to live a more balanced, fulfilling life. Keep in mind, achieving emotional balance is a lifelong journey, not a quick fix. It takes consistent effort, self-awareness, and a willingness to learn and grow. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel calmer, more confident, and better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your own experiences with self-reflection? How has it helped you navigate challenges or achieve greater emotional balance in your life? Share your thoughts on social media using epeakmasculine. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to be our best selves every single day. See you tomorrow for another dose of Peak Masculine.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.